With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the fifth chapter of Hilchos Tainis. The Rambam opens up speaking about days, fast days, that were established for all of the Jewish people to fast because of events that are coined as tzorois, events that happened to us in the past. And we fast on these days, like the Rambam writes, kedei lo'oyder halavavos, to arouse our hearts, v'leftoyach darkei ha'teshuva, and to open up the ways of tshuva, etc., as we have in the opening halach in today's perek. Now, the Rambam in halacha dalid continues to say that va'arba yimei hatzoy moiseilu, that four of the above mentioned fast days are all written explicitly, harei hein mifoyroshin ba'kabbalah. Kabbalah here refers to Nach. And specifically, we are referring to a pasuk in Zechariah. There, the pasuk is speaking about Tzoyim Haravi'i, the fast of the fourth month, Tzoyim Hachamishi, the fast of the fifth month, that's fast of the seventh month, and V'Tzoyim Ho'asiri, the fast of the tenth month. And the Rambam now explains each one. Tzoyim Haravi'i, the fast of the fourth month. My friends, Tammuz is the fourth month, counting from Nisan. So says the Rambam, Zeh Shiva Osor B'Tammuz. That refers to the fast of the 17th day of Tammuz. Now, in the Yerushalmi, and in the Sifri, and in Tosefta, and in many other places, that's exactly the way they interpret that pasuk in Zechariah, that when it says, when Zechariah is speaking about the fast of the fourth, he's speaking about the fast of the 17th of Tammuz. However, as the Rebbe points out on Likutei Sichos, Chelek Yud Ches, pages 308, and in various footnotes in that Sicha, that really most text in Talmud Bavli, whether you're looking at Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, whether you're looking at Tainis Daf Chav Ches, they in Bavli we interpret that the verse in Zechariah speaking about the fast of the fourth month, don't forget, my friends, Zechariah was speaking about that which happened after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. According to Talmud Bavli, according at least to most, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached at the end of the first temple era, not on the 17th of Tammuz, but on the 9th of Tammuz. Now, the Yerushalmi that is interpreting the fast of the 4th to the 17th goes according to the opinion, as it's written clearly in the Yerushalmi, that because of the terrible calamities, we got confused with the dates. As I state in the Yerushalmi, Shekil kol cheshboinos yeshkan, and both not only during the Second Temple era, but even at the end of the First Temple era, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached on the same calendar date, on the 17th of Tammuz. However, the Rambam does not subscribe to that. Actually, in today's Perek, in Halacha Beis, when the Rambam is speaking about the five calamities that happened on the 17th of Tammuz, one of which is the breaching of the walls of Yerushalayim, the Rambam writes explicitly that this happened Bizman Bayesheni, which means that Rambam is also accepting that Bizman Bayes Rishon, we are to interpret the verse literally, as we have in Bavli, Bechlal V'Paskan, like the Bavli, that the walls of Yerushalayim were breached on the 9th of Tammuz. But the Rebbe has a moiridike insight that even according to the Bavli, as clearly the Rambam paskins in Halacha Beis, yet the Rambam here in Halacha Dalad is teaching, he's interpreting the pasuk in Zechariah in reference to the 17th of Tammuz. Why? Because the Rambam holds that even after the first temple was destroyed, even though the walls of Yerushalayim were breached on the 9th of Tammuz, and we fasted in the month of Tammuz, but we did not fast on the 9th, we always fasted on the 17th. That means the pasuk in Zechariah indeed is referring to the 17th. And why is that? Because as we just mentioned in Halacha Beis, there were many calamities that happened on the 17th. One of which is that the Karman Tabid was not brought for the first time. That happened on the 17th. Now, people don't have koyach to fast on the 9th and then on the 17th. And if you have to pick from these two, which one is considered a more severe event, says the Rebbe that the day that we stopped offering the Karban Tamid because of the siege, v'chule, that is considered the more severe event. So even according to the Bavli's version, that the walls of Yerushalayim, Bizman Bayis Rishon, were breached on the 9th, says the Rebbe, the fast of Tammuz, even then, was on the 17th. to mark that which was even considered more serious, which is the bittul of the Tamid, and may it be God's will, as we are learning, that these days should be transformed and we should merit imminently to the reinaugurating of the Mizbeach and to the bringing the daily Tamid. May we merit to see it now. Amen.